Wealth Within offers a range of investment and educational services to help you secure your financial future. Whether you're an aspiring trader or simply want to increase the strength of your portfolio, Wealth Within are dedicated to maximising your investment returns.
Welcome to Talking Wealth. I'm Blake Sterling, analyst and assessor at Wealth Within. Let me ask you something. Imagine you're building a house, and not just any house. This is your dream home, the place where you will raise your family, spend quality time with friends and loved ones, enjoy those special occasions, and live your twilight years in comfort. This will be your greatest investment along your life's journey. And it goes without saying that you would want to use only the best quality materials and tradesmen in order to have your dream come to life, correct? Now, I'm sure you will agree that using the cheapest resources you can find may lead to your dream turning into a nightmare. So why is it that people spend so much time and effort planning the building of a house, using the best resources they can afford, yet when it comes to the share market, so many people believe that investing in so-called cheaper stocks is always better? Let's take a look at three of the most common misconceptions regarding why some believe cheap stocks are the way to go. Misconception number one. The PE ratio is low. Now, if I had a dollar for every time someone has told me they purchased a stock purely because the PE was low and thus the stock looked cheap, I would be a gajillionaire, if there is such a thing. Let me make this perfectly clear. A low PE alone does not mean a stock is cheap and a good buy. Relying on PE alone to buy a stock is like jumping into a car without brakes and hoping you will get home okay. In other words, it just doesn't work. Now, PE stands for price earnings ratio, and as the title suggests, is simply a ratio based on the price of a stock divided by its relative earnings over a financial period. If the PE ratio is low, this indicates the stock's price is low relative to its earnings. And if it is high, it means the price of the stock is considered high relative to its earnings. Now, you may be thinking that such a factor is wise to consider, and I'm not saying it isn't. However, you need to take PE ratios into consideration with all your other analysis and not just rely on these alone. Additionally, PE ratios are based on historical data. That's right. If you're looking at a current PE ratio, this is based on figures that occurred last financial year. And to top it off, such figures can change based on analytical bias. Misconception number two. The stock has fallen by 30%. It looks really cheap. Let's buy in. Now, honestly, guys, I laugh to myself every time I hear this one. Yet a large degree of so-called financial professionals in this country actually live their financial careers by this mantra that when a stock is falling, it's an indication of a good time to buy. Whilst pre-GFC, a lot of potential losses were perhaps hidden by our strong bull market using this strategy, the same strategy has fared much worse over the last few years during the current bearish cycle. And I believe this is the single biggest reason that self-managed super funds have experienced such a huge explosion in popularity. People now realize that most financial professionals know as much about investing as they do, so why pay exorbitant fees when you can simply educate yourself and in general achieve a much better result? Let's make this really clear. Basing your investment decisions on falling stock prices is not an effective investing method. Who's to say that a stock that has fallen by 30% will not fall by another 30%? Remember ABC Learning or Babcock & Brown, anyone? Avoid the hoping and praying of a sudden price value resurrection of falling stocks and invest in stocks that are likely to rise in value. In order to do this, you'll need to take the time to educate yourself in the art of technical analysis. Only learning a few key technical skills will put you ahead of 99% of the financial industry and make you far more money than simply thinking a plummeting stock will turn around. Misconception number three. I only buy cheap stocks because I receive more shares. Now, you've got to be kidding me on this one. This is one investing method I've never understood since I started my career in the industry around 4 years ago. Yes, of course, if you buy a cheap stock, you will receive more shares, but the overall value remains constant. If you buy $10,000 worth of BHP at $50 and XYZ at 2 cents and both stocks rise in value by 10%, guess how much money you've made? $1,000, regardless of the actual amount of shares you own. So my question is, why waste your valuable money and time looking to find the penny dreadful of the century when you can simply invest in the best quality stocks and literally sit back knowing that in around 10 years' time, if you have invested wisely, your money will easily double? Thanks for listening. I'm Blake Sterling, and this has been Talking Wealth.
Talking Wealth was brought to you by Wealth Within. To learn how you too can maximize your investment returns, call 1-300-SHARE-TRADE.